Live and direct from Early Wine Gymnasium here on the campus of Paris High School in historic Paris, Kentucky. Dave Shovel, Dave Trenman here to bring you the championship game of the 10th region. All-A Classic as your Brossard Mustangs make it to the finals and take on the Paris Greyhounds. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to today's live broadcast as the Lady Stangs cut down the nets, collect the heavy hardware, and punch their ticket to the All-A State Tournament coming up on Wednesday night for the ladies as they will on January 25th, as they will take on Jackson County in the 8 p.m. ball game. Here in the boys' side of things, our Mustangs come in 11-4. We dodge a bullet against Nicholas County. They have a bit of a laugher over Calvary Christian. And tonight we'll take on the Paris Greyhounds, who upset Bracken County, the boys, who were not only favored to win this tournament, but certainly one of the favorites to win the All-A State Championship this year.
You know, Shabs, you know, I would like to throw my argument on that. Paris is 9-9. We have one like opponent, Nicholas County, and they beat them by two.
All right.
I mean, they played a bunch of teams that we've never seen, never heard.
Well, they're a mystery.
Yeah, so I don't know if it's an upset or not because, you know, I was talking to Coach Franzen yesterday before the game, or 2 days ago before the game. He said, Paris is good. He was not discounted.
Well, they're definitely getting good, and their bona fides say that by winning, you know, beating Bracken County, better be good.
Yeah, exactly.
Because Bracken County is one of the top Class A teams.
Absolutely,
in
they're good,
the state. Well, time running down here. I don't know. We had a little bit of an issue. For some reason, the scheduled broadcast of this game disappeared, so we had to schedule it, and I had a call, cross my fingers, that Andy Goodman was in the studio and changed the broadcast link, so hopefully everybody up and on as we are ready for the introduction of starters for this particular ball game. Paris seated right beneath us, wearing white uniforms trimmed in orange and black. They are coached by first-year coach Sean Ransom. They come in at 9-9, coming off of a 7-21 season a year ago under George Baker. The Brossard Mustangs will be the visiting team on the scoreboard. We are wearing white, green uniforms trimmed in white, and we come in with a win-loss record of 11-4. So hopefully, much as in football, playing here at home with a rowdy Paris crowd, our basketball Mustangs we'll be able to do just as well as did our football Mustangs defeat Paris and move on in the playoffs. Right now, Mason Sepate being introduced. Luke Schumacher is out there. Here comes Anthony Cruzy. Here comes Logan Woosley. And the final Mustang to be introduced will be Brandon Beasel. Up at the top, welcoming them out, Jack Poe and Sam Willicky, two seniors, both on the disabled list. So let's see the home team, the Paris Greyhounds. Number two, Zorian Alcorn, the freshman, and this kid's good. You'll hear us talk about him. Number three, Malachi Edgeford, also a blue chipper, averaging over 20 points a game. Number five, Jakari Ransom, wearing number 22, Elijah Webb, and number 33, Christian Blackwell. The Paris Greyhounds, as we said, 20 a game for Malachi Edgeford, the freshman. Jakari Ransom, 16 a game. They average 66 points a game. The Brossard Mustangs, Sepate, 15. Woosley, 12. Beasel, 12. And Luke Schumacher, 8. We average 69.1 points per ball game. Well, I think the first few minutes of this game are imperative. I'd like to see us demonstrate our ability to compete, to score, to not allow the Hounds to play happy tonight. And I think we are very capable, and I would like nothing more than to see our seven Brossard seniors win a 10th Region A championship and play at Eastern Kentucky University on Thursday, January 26th.
Yeah, the interesting thing, Dave, is back in the code era, you know, we knew we were going to play slowdown. We're going to take them out of their game. Now it's a different era, and we're playing a different style game. We look what we did to Newport. We beat Newport, and now they're like the force of the ninth region. So
now this is a very similar team.
Yeah.
We've talked about this at practice. The ball is in the air. The Mustangs control the tip. We will be moving from right to left away from Cypress Street. We're going to get it inside. Woosley's going to take on the big man, but tries to bounce it back high to Luke Schumacher, and it's intercepted. Ishford comes away with it. Skip pass across. Dribble drive. Great job, Brandon Beasold. Now we get a deflection. Cepate almost knocks it away. Three-point shot on the way. No good. Rebounded by the Hounds here in the Hound Pound. Early Wine Gymnasium. And they will reset. Nobody picks up number three, Ashford. Ashford gets it all the way to the hole, and miraculously, it bounces out. Mustangs on the attack. Bees thinks about a three. Round the horn, Woosley. They're going to lay off Woos a little bit out there. Inside.
Oh, what a
and
great play.
In the air, caught and scored by Woosley and the Mustangs. First blood, 2-0.
That was a pass where you usually catch it, go to the ground, go back up. Woos didn't think so, baby. He went straight up
with
that.
They've been practicing that a little bit. All right. Back up top. Alcorn spins, turns, being
out of control,
badgered by Schumacher. Mustangs get it. Numbers two on what?
Jump.
Yeah, that was too bad. Cruzy looked off the pass, tried to take it from the left side. It does not go. Battle, and the ball will go to the Paris Greyhounds. So we missed there on a two-on-one opportunity.
That makes it even for the layup they miss. So.
And Brandon's going to pick up full court, pick up the freshman, Malachi Ishford.
Not a big kid, but he's quick.
Dribble drive, take a charge.
Number three, Malachi Ishford.
And Ishford scores, so he gets it all the way to the hole, and now we're knotted at two.
And it's a deflection. Yep.
So the Mustangs need to take a little better care of the basketball.
Yeah, a couple early easy turnovers, Bob.
Well, we need to settle down a little bit, like I say, and realize, you know, take a look at the guys we're playing.
Nice back tip.
Boy, it was a good back tip, Cepate. Cepate thought it might have got a piece of a Greyhound going out of bounds. The official says no.
Interesting that Cepate is, actually, I think the first basket was Ransom, wasn't it, or not? I don't know, but it's a Cepate.
You're right.
Yeah.
All right. No big deal. And what happened there? Something down underneath.
Tipped out of bounds.
Okay. No damage.
No harm foul.
Paris will inbound underneath their own basket. Ball comes up. And Ashford launches. No good. Rebound. Stick back. By big man 33, Blackwell. So now the Hounds up 4-2. Looking at full court press, we knew this would happen. Practiced against it. We're across the timeline. The ball out of bounds, last touch Paris, and we will inbound from the high hash mark.
Yeah,
big Brossard crowd, big Brossard student section. A lot of the girls' team members have joined in over there after cutting the nets down. All right, foul out on the wing. Cruzy's got it. Around the horn. Bees. We're going to dump it inside.
Open.
And Cruzy's going to make easy work of it. And we're knotted at fours. Yes, going to answer basketball game early on. Just what we had hoped to see. Here's a charge off of the pass. and we're going to get it standing in. Cruzy gets run over, and Ashford's going to pick up a player control foul.
Great job by Cruzy taking the charge, not afraid of anything down there. One of our he'll
stand in. He'll be happy to stand in.
Yeah.
All right, looking again at full court pressure, dead ball inbound, side, middle side. Here comes Keegan Gully, strong to the hole, and dribbles it off his knee. So Keegan Gully quickly off of the bench with 4:26 remaining here in the first period. That was well executed.
Yes, it was.
Keegan just failed to finish. Keegan, only a sophomore, will get plenty more of these big stages to play on, both on the gridiron and on the hardwood in his career.
Yeah, you get in a minute 30 to go in an all-A regional final. That's pretty prime time.
And again, a long-range three-point bomb put up. No good, but the long rebound stays with the Hounds. We knock it away, and Brandon Beasel comes away with the ball. Bees double team, gets it up high. Here comes Cruzy, Woosley for three.
Oh.
Rattles, won't go. Cruzy with the rebound, attacks. He's coming to the hole and puts it in the book. Cruzy doing his best Blake Reed.
And just got slapped with a T, I think.
Who did?
Cruzy, mouthed off after the bucket. Yep.
Well, maybe taunting of some kind.
I like Anthony. He runs his mouth. You know, we talked
for a suburban night.
we talked the other day about, you know, walking out of the locker room and no emotion. And I said, them three guards, you know, you got Cruzy, Woozy, and Diesel. They got a little toot on there, whatever, especially Woozy and Cruz.
So Cruzy is teed up.
Yep.
After scoring the bucket counts. We're on top 6-4, going to the free throw line. Malachi Ashford, he'll shoot two. The first one is no good. And these three officials I'm not familiar with. Maybe that's a good thing.
Yeah.
As I say, they come out of Lexington when you're this far south. They do come away with one. So it's now a 6-5 Bishop Rossard lead. 3:45 to play here in the first period.
So we end up giving them a free basket.
Yep. They were going to have possession anyway.
Yep.
So they're going to throw it in. Jakari Ransom going to bring it up, be confronted by Cepate, who gets a finger on it. And the other member of the duo, Ashford, dribbling up top. Brandon Beasel trying to get a count. Now they lob it down inside, and Christian Blackwell finishes. Pretty nice pass down there to Blackwell, and he finishes it.
Over and back to Ongali.
I didn't see it.
Yeah, he threw it in. He must have had a foot on the other line. He came up and jumped down and came on the other side. So
now Keegan, the sophomore.
I don't know if he had all 3 points across, but Ben's arguing his case, but it appears that's what the refs called, and I'm not going to argue with it.
All right, we're going to have to play defense, get the job done, do it the old-fashioned way. Man to man, man to man. Paris back with the ball on the Brasser turnover, and we take it away. Cruzy ahead. Woosley up, rolls the rim, whistles blow, won't go. Woosley's going to go to the line, and Logan's going to shoot two.
All right, we got Elijah Webb having his piece of the refs, and I thought I was hoping for a quick trigger on that.
So Woos will go to the free throw. We're getting the ball to the hole.
Yeah.
We need to finish on these. I mean, we need to cash in almost every opportunity. Woosley knocks home the first free throw, 3 points on the night, and we're tied at sevens. 3:03 to play here in the first period.
Cohan Woosley shaking his hands, getting loose.
Second one is no good. Rebound by the Hounds, outletted. And now Ashford pulls up in the Hound ball, surveys the landscape. Beasold riding him, and you're not going to get away with that.
Yeah.
So Brandon got away with it once, twice, but the third time on the 10% body check, the whistle blew. Common foul. Both teams have two common fouls.
Ashford, he's been guarded by a little bit of everybody so far on a roster. Right now, you got B's on him. C-Pate was on him earlier. Oh, and C-Pate with a great block.
C-Pate blocks and a spinning shot attempt in the paint. It goes out of bounds. Now we will have to survive the inbounds play. And we're going to force it all the way into the backcourt. We get a tip on it, and it is fielded by Ashford under pressure. Woos almost knocks it away. Well, we talked about this yesterday at practice, too. Ben Franzen really did his homework on these guys. Here's a running right-hander, no good. C-Pate climbs the ladder, pulls it, brings it. Look out from behind, coming to the hole, and scores it. Mason C-Pate rebound, and unassisted basket. Mustangs up 9-7.
Well, you talked
about
we
almost get another one. I mean, they are a little sloppy with their passes. And we are a little aggressive. Head fake. Nothing there. Brandon, we got a five count.
Don't grab him, Brandon.
And we get lucky. So, Jakari Ransom sheds Brandon. Puts up a prayer. Prayer answered. We're tied at nines and timeout. On the floor.
It looks like the timeout was called by the Parish Greyhounds, a 30-second timeout. As the band's in the back of us right
now. Band is right behind us.
The student section.
I called Andy on my phone. I couldn't hear him. I assumed he was there. And then you got it just a little break, so I knew he was there.
Yeah, but you look at it, they've got the band behind us. The Parish section, the shooter are right. Rossett's in the middle two sections over here, and they got the Parasitic section on the far left, and they're rather loud.
Yes, they are. All right, but we got a ball game. This is what we want.
I was starting to say that before. We wanted something close early in the game and set the tone, and I think we got it.
All right, Alex Combs makes his entrance into the fray. Rossett will go full court now, and the Paris Greyhounds are going to back out of the press. They will pick up, though, at half court. Cruzy up that sideline, likes to work it. Spins back toward the middle. Pitch and catch, C-Pate. C-Pate, top of the key. Alex Combs out on the wing. Right back to Mason C-Pate. Wise choice. Brandon Wiesel gets in the paint. Pulls up. Gets it to Cruzy. Cruzy.
That's you, Alex Combs!
Alex Combs scores here in a blue chip ball game. And it's 11-9. Minute 15 to play here in the period. Big Combs just snared it and scored it.
Oh, they're calling goal into the block. Yeah, 50-50.
Yep. And maybe just a little bit deep, Keegan.
Yeah.
So Gully now going to be whistled for a blocking foul.
Put Malachi Ashford on the line to shoot his third and fourth of the game. It's funny, when the substitution was made here, when Alex Combs came in, he went to the center of the court, and Gully was over here, and Ben Franzen switched them over, put Gully in the center, and put Combs down on the wing, and look what happened with the rebound. It worked out pretty good for us. In the meantime, Malachi Ashford missed his first foul shot.
A tranquilizer would be nice.
The AD of Paris.
Kerry Barr takes good care of
this. Yeah, great guy. Came over asking if you need anything, so we're golden.
And the free throw is no good, so he missed them both.
Yes, he did, sir.
Oh, no damage done. We're still on top by two. And now we're under a minute in the first period. Here comes C-Pate, steps up Gully. Gully off the window. No good. Battles. Alex Combs tries to stick it back up and in. Will pick himself up off of the hardwood, and the Paris Greyhounds come away with it. Well, we had a big chance there.
Yeah.
Fail again to cash in, but I like the fact that we're getting there. There is a long shot put up way outside. Here's another one, air ball. But again, we're not getting the rebounds. They're coming away with the errant shots.
Well, to be honest, Paris is shooting some off-balance, some bad shots. And the rebounds are coming long, they're coming odd. So, a lot of times those long rebounds are hard to grab by the defense if they're in position. And Shobbs, it looks like he's battling right now with little computer issues.
Yeah, we got a full house, and everybody's using their cell phones, so it's explainable. We're going to go inside. Yes! Gully gets this one, give and go, and now we're up 4-13-2-9.
8 seconds left in this first quarter of play.
So great job there. Great job on the give and go. A lot of pressure up top.
Oh, cheap
run. And they're going to call Seapate as a ball handler hits the deck. You know, this really is a two-man ball club. I mean, it Malachi Ashford just seems to do everything.
Yeah, he's you can tell he's young. He's little, he's young, he's aggressive, he's quick. You know, and they got Jakari Ranson, who is, you know, full beard. All right, no foul there, no foul. Good job. That was Dom Haddon came in and stopped that play right there, put a hand in his face. Here we go at the end of the first quarter. It's 13-9. I don't know if I'm live or not, because Dave's over here.
We're not, but keep talking. We're good. Yeah, we got our good recording going. This could be a problem here. This whole place has been.
Roger Childers came up and he said, "What's he using up here?" I said, "It looks like AT&T."
Verizon is
useless.
I got
Verizon's crap. Yeah, because it's not happening down here.
All right, so the first quarter in the books, and it is a successful one. 8 minutes, and I don't think we played our best basketball in that quarter. So,
you know, I hope that's what we saw was the best from Paris. I mean, they threw the ball around a lot. They took some bad shots. You know, almost seemed a little undisciplined, you know, against a fast-paced roster team, which is unlike what we've watched over the past, since I've been doing this 20 years or whatever heck it's been. It was seven. So, and we get possession to start the second quarter. Looks like Woozy's going to throw the ball in. Let's see who breaks for it. Of course, Brandon Beasel is going to come.
All right, Mustang possession. Start the second period. We're up by four. Here we go. Ball out on the wing. C-Paid up top. Gully. Gully across in front of the student section. Brandon Beasel. Here's Woozy for three. Three for Logan Woozy. 16-9 now.
Let's go
on defense.
Separation. Get us.
And they're coming straight to the hole. Bad shot. Is what happened there was Ashford went out of his way to draw the contact.
And he just went up, had an errant shot, and rebound came up odd, and retouched it, kicked it out.
Unfortunately, once again, they get an inbounds play underneath. Come up top to Ashford. Go down low to number 15. Is that Frederick?
Yeah, Caden Frederick. Yeah.
And he scores. Well, we didn't expect to shut him out. 16-11. Oh, why would you bounce pass? There was two sophomores and a sophomore mistake.
Yeah.
Keegan Gully tried to bounce pass to Alex Combs at the high elbow. My question would be, what was he going to do with it if he got it?
Yeah, exactly.
So Keegan's going to have a seat, and Cruzy right back into the fray. So Bees and Cruzy and Woosley and Alex Combs and Mason Seapate. Dribble. Good job. Good jump switch, Brandon. We got him double teamed. However, they pass out of a three-point shot on the way. No good, Seapate. Outlets Combs. Combs said, "Oh, Jesus, I don't want it."
He
got hit, and he gets it away. Here comes Cruzy. He's going to come to the hole.
Hang in there, get
in
there.
And that thing sits and spins. Thought about it. Diesel now for three, and it's going to leave the course.
Yeah.
Oh, too bad. Big chances on buckets. Woosley's kind of just tried to spin itself into the cylinder. Woosley got it, kicked it out. Beasel wide open, top of the key, misses the three.
Yeah, Combs went up there, got a rebound, and kept that ball alive, kicked it out, and then when he kept it at three, nothing happened there. So here we go. Play-by-play again here. Down the court comes Malachi Ashford. Top of the key, shoots a three. It is money from up top. So now the score is 16-14. Dave's bringing the ball down the court. Dave Schaubel is trying to get the game back.
Well, I got connection back with the.
Jeff Miller says it's off. He's checking in from Arizona.
Yep.
So See Pate with a long three. Up.
Oh,
no,
that won't
good.
Go.
Down.
We've got to get those to go. But yeah. Last touch out of bounds.
Long, lanky Trey Merle comes in for Paris and tipped that one out. So here we go. Inbounds play. Let's see if we can get a quick hitter.
Sure connected, but I'm not showing broadcasting. Okay. Here comes Blues.
Nice hesitation.
Sets up C-Pate. Yeah. C-Pate shuffles his feet. Travel violation.
Yeah. Probably should have taken that three, but saw the open hold of the rack. In comes Luke Schumacher taking the place of Alex Combs. And Keegan Gulley's checking back in. Let's see who's Ruse is taking a quick break. Full court pressure coming in here. We got Alcorn throwing the ball into, of course, Malachi Ashford, and Beasley's up on him. Lightly pressured at half court as Ashford checks out the field. Out back up top to Ranson. C-Pate on him heavy. Screen set on the right. Nope, he goes left. Driven the ball around. He's not giving it up. He wants to take the shot. He's up underneath. And
they're going to bail him out. C-Pate did a great job, and Ransom tried to duck underneath him and got a favorable whistle.
Now that's the second foul on C-Pate. That'll be our fifth of the period or the half, and that's two on Paris right now. Ransom with his first shot up, rolls off the rim, ends up on the right side, no good. Second shot in Ransom's hand. Looking, takes a breath. One dribble, up, fires it up, and it's money.
5 points. So it's now 16-15. Hounds on a little bit of a mini run here. Mustangs need to score. Here comes C-Pate. Mustangs score. So good job by Mason C-Pate.
18-15, 5:21 left in the second quarter. We got, once again, of course, Ashford with the ball in his hand. Takes a shot. No good. Rebound by Merle. He passes it back out. Of course, it's in Ashford's hands again.
Okay,
picks
I think
it
we're back. Showing off there. Too bad.
Oh, that's going to be a charge. Yes, it is. Who is that? Luke Schumacher doing what he does best.
And Schumacher's fired up as he stands in and takes a charge.
Jakari Ranson with his first foul, the third on Paris. Gives the ball in the hands of the Green, heavily pressured. Diesel, he gives it up, and they're not going to mess with Cruzy coming up the court.
All right, so 18-15.
Make
here
it, Mason.
See, Pate high off the glass and in. 20 now to 15. 4:45 to play here in the half.
Oh, Mason with it behind the
steal.
Back. Yes.
Mustangs, numbers, Cruzy. I'll take it from here, and he scores it in one.
Yes.
Now, easy,
yes,
Cruzy.
You've already got one, buddy.
You already got one, T. I'd hate to lose you with excessive celebration.
And Jakari Ranson, I think, picked up that. Yes, he did. That is his second foul this game. So hopefully we'll put him on the pine. The bearded man needs to take a break. You can see he's a force out there.
So Cruzy will go to the line trying to complete. It pains me that we're not live, and I'm sure we have hundreds probably listening, and Jeff Miller in Arizona. But
and out comes Ranson as expected, and comes back in as Caden Frederick. In the meantime, Cruzy on the line.
And does not get the three-point play. Down with the rebound come the Hounds up the right side, down to the corner, baseline attack. Again, Schumacher good, and he steals the ball away. Now we're going to run.
Look.
Here comes Loosley, and a great play by Paris to strip the ball from Loosley as he started up for the uncontested.
They're going to call foul.
Layup, and they're going to reward us with a pair of free throws.
Number 11, Zari Rye.
That's a little tough. If that would have been against us, I would have been a little bit upset about that. All right, he knocks home the first. 23 now to 15.
You look up, there's a little bit of separation there. I like to see that.
Yeah, hopefully somebody sending updates. Now, 10thregion.com next to us probably putting up updates. But nobody's listening to me, so they don't know where to go. All right, the second one is good by Woos. Now, you know, I mean, we're doing a nice job here.
Oh, yep, that's a foul.
They have one speed, and they have one direction.
Yeah.
The speed is full, and the direction is right at the rim.
Yeah.
So Trey Merle, a little bit of a new name here.
And Brandon Beasley over the second foul.
That's not good. Did he hit it?
Yep, first one's good. Trey Merle with his first foul shot connected. Long, lanky man.
Oh, where's the over the back? Oh, and they get a rebound and a stick back.
They say follow your shot, and that's exactly what Trey Merle did.
So Merle now being a little bit of a thorn in our side.
Are they going to call that step? Yeah. Lewis put his foot down or whatever, and it looked like he drugged it a little bit. They called it for traveling.
All right. That's just, you know, be a little, where's the fire? Why do we have
exactly.
to score immediately here?
6 point spread.
We were really doing a good job picking them apart because they are a bit impatient on defense. And now again they go inside and they go to Frederick and he scores. 24 now to 20. Paris trying to mount a little threat.
Bruzy
out to Brandon Beasel.
Golly, no way.
Keegan, wrong man shooting. I love your fortitude, however.
He was in the locker room where he shot that. He was so far behind the basket.
Yeah, and he missed pretty far wide right. So that, you know, basically takes the possession away. Now if he hits it, we're all launching platitudes in
great
this direction.
Great box out, Luke.
All right, and Luke comes down with a rebound. No damage done. We're back in possession of the ball. Woosley in the corner, up top to Brandon Beasold.
Thumbs up call by Ben Franzen.
Yep, we run this quite a bit. Our kids are familiar with it. Bees down low. Woosley double teamed. Up top, Cruzy. Now we're being a little more patient. Cruzy being abused. Gets a high ball screen. Luke Schumacher's got it.
And one.
So Schumacher follows up the Cruzy rim run. Scores it, whistles blow, going to the line to shoot one.
Peyton Frederick with a foul. I actually saw Luke with a little bit of motion. I saw Bees with a lot of emotion out there. So we had that conversation a little bit the other day about, you know, busting out of the locker room. And Luke likes to get a little pumped up at times, but Newsy's got the really quiet face coming out there. So he's staring down right now. He gets a little whisper in his ear from Logan Woosley telling him what's about to happen when we go back on defense here after you sink this shot, Luke.
Well, Schumacher at the line and one. 2:35 to play in the half. Mustangs by six.
No.
And he rattles it home. All right, looks like a swish in the scorebook,
yeah.
And now it's 27-20.
Full timeout.
And a full timeout.
Wow.
Interesting story about Sean Ransom. He is a graduate of Paris High School, played here, and the last two job openings has applied for the job, turned down, was on staff across town to Bourbon County, and this time when Charlie Baker, the highlights reel maker, stepped down as head coach, they said, young man, we're going to give you a chance. And Sean Ransom, I believe, has done a wonderful job with his Paris Greyhounds because they're playing here in the finals of the 10th Region A.
Am I assuming that Jafari is his son?
I have no idea.
Obviously, a name like Ransom from Paris, it's a son, relative, nephew, something to that effect. So, a nice player. If his dad played ball, he gets it honest. He's coaching him up on the sideline right now. The guy's on the bench. In his orange jacket, orange tie, almost a Tennessee orange.
Yep. Yeah, it really is.
Ugliest darn color there is.
All right, here we go. The final 2 minutes, 34 seconds of the first half. Mustangs on top, 27-20. Doing a good job keeping them out up top. Nowhere to go for Ashford, being guarded by Brandon Beasold. Woosley jumps off for the double team, and now they have to give it up to Ransom at the top of the key. And he launches. No good. But again, they come down with a rebound, and as they go to kick it out to another three-point shooter, Woosley gets a hand on it, deflects it, and now they will
win. Yeah, we're still off air.
Yeah, I know.
Right, okay, I didn't know if you
were off
that,
air right there. It's telling me that.
Okay, Jeff Miller's getting killed, and Paul Wiggins is checking in.
He's like, yep, nothing I can do about it, guys.
Don't want to do that.
No, I'm quite well aware. It's just a matter of they have no Wi-Fi in here whatsoever unless it's AT&T.
I've got three.
And with a full house.
I've got three bars you want to try to do. What do they call it?
The hotspot?
Yeah.
Thing?
You want to try a hotspot?
I don't know much about that.
Yep.
But why don't we wait till halftime?
All right, we can give it a go. Yep.
All right, Jakari Ransom at the line. First one up, first one good. One remains. Second one is no good. Ball is out of bounds. Yeah. Last touch by the Hounds, and the Mustangs will get a chance with 2 minutes remaining here in the half.
That's another pat on the back to Luke Schumacher for getting his nose in there and grinding out and getting his hand on it and keeping that ball alive.
Ball comes in to Cruzy and looking at full court pressure. Bump and run, no problem. We break it with two passes. Now a bounce pass. Schumacher. Oh, yeah. Schumacher takes one crab dribble back and scores. 5 points now in the waning minutes of the half for Shu. 29-21.
Look at that rebound.
Missed shot and ripped away by Cruzy. Cruzy thinks about going all the way to Brandon.
Oh,
I wanted that one really bad. And what are we going to call? We're going to call a foul in the backcourt as Luke Schumacher battling for the rebound.
No, no, no. Cruzy, they got him. Yeah, the ball came down. He was underneath him, grabbed the ball, and got a little arm on it. It's going to send Jakari
right
to the line.
We are over the limit, so Ransom will walk.
Oh, that's right.
84 feet and shoot the one bonus. Full house here in the Hound Pound.
Love
standing room around
up,
top railing. Ransom up and good.
I keep on trying to do more play-by-play.
That's all right.
Working on the machine, which you're trying
there,
to get a
there is no, you know, it either connects or it don't.
Yeah.
And I've been bragging about this unit seemed to be strong. You know what? I got antennas that go with that thing, too, and I got a direct hot wire to it. Mm-hmm. All right. We might try a bunch of things at halftime. Round the horn. Woosley. Good fake coming to the hole.
Get that
score
foul.
It. Won't go. We keep it alive. Back out up top. Bees. Here comes Woosley. Schumacher from the hinterland.
Nice.
Hits it. Luke Schumacher with a dead man 2-point goal.
What have we got here? A bench warning. He tipped the ball out, maybe.
Delay a game, perhaps.
Yeah. All right.
31 now to 23. Mustangs picking them apart. We are getting good looks. Paris with the big guards. Now, are we going to wear them out first, or are they going to wear us out first? Three-point shot on the way, no good. And one done. Brandon Beasold down with a rebound. Bees.
You know, with our short intermission in between the girls and the boys game, really didn't get to throw out a whole lot of stats. What do they shoot from three? Because they take a lot of shots.
Woos is going to try one.
Oh, my.
Woos is going to hit one. Three for Woosley, a second three-point goal. And now it's 34-23. And under 10 seconds. Schumacher all the way up top.
Right.
Oh, we can't contain him. And the big man's going to score. Beasold, three-quarters court, no good. Horn blows. Half ends. Mustangs lead 34-25. Thank you. I've been off, but I'm recording it.
Yeah, I'm showing bars, but I'm not sure if I can get it. He's got antennas, he's going to try that.
I got AT&T in for 10 minutes.
Yeah, he's been kicked off or whatever for the longest time.
I haven't had any problems for the last 3 days, but with this big crowd, I went out and did not come back. Hot wire's not gonna work because it don't fit.
Oh.
So if you're listening to the recording, just fast forward ahead here. We're just doing our best to make something happen.
I'm assuming we're still live right now.
Yep. I mean, we're recording is all we're doing
okay.
Right now. We're trying to get back live,
yeah.
But we're
Paul
not
Paul Wiggins,
there.
John Poppy, Jeff Miller.
Yeah,
Jeff
I'm
Miller
sure.
Wants me to call him and put him on speakerphone so he can hear us call the game.
Oh, there you go.
So,
I'm showing two bars. I'm showing connected.
Yeah.
I'm showing connected to the computer, but we're not broadcasting.
I throw my hotspot out there in case you want to try that. Will Jones and 10th Region Voice on Twitter. He's having problems with connection too, so he can't play at shops and his poor connection. So.
Yeah, you are. Problems, big problems, problems for much of the second period there. I show we are back live on the air. I don't know for how long. There is no Verizon service in here. Wi-Fi is bad, but AT&T has been golden. But right now we got a full house and everybody, I'm sure, using their mobile units. What we have is a 34-25 Bishop Rossard lead here at halftime. In the second period, we got a bucket from Cruzy, a pair of threes, and two free throws from Woosley, 4 points from Mason Seapate, and 7 from Luke Schumacher, who has absolutely gone to war. So, periods of 13 and 21, and what I like is we are getting the ball to the hole. Rebounding is an issue on both ends. A lot of the buckets scored by Paris have come from the free throw line, and they only scored 3 2-point goals in that quarter, and a three by Malachi Ashford. So basically, the scoring, you know, early on, we were up 13-9 after a quarter, 16-9, 16-11, 16-14, 16-15. Then, Prosser, 20-15, 22-15, 23-15, 24-20, 26-20, 27-20, 29-21, 31-23, and here we are at 34-25.
Yeah, the thing that scares me is, I've mentioned, and give credit to Brossard's defense, they're taking a lot of bad shots, Paris is. And I'm looking at the three-point shooting percentage. Ransom's at 47%, Ashford's at 41%.
Yeah.
I'm not seeing that right now, and I hope they don't come out and get hot. I hope it's our defense causing that confusion. I know that we've been switching up, especially on Ashford. He's had about everybody, including you and I, guarding him out there right now.
Right.
So Ben Franzen, good job mixing things up on the defensive end of guarding their two shooters. But they've been taking, I just think, poor shot selection. And you know, we've been coming down, working the ball. We've been getting to the rack. We've had a couple good breaks. We've had a couple lousy breaks. But all in all, we're playing good basketball. And net, we're up 9 points, 34-25 at the halftime.
Here at the half, we are led by 11 points from Logan Woosley. We have 6 apiece from Anthony Cruzy, Mason Sepate, 7 from Luke Schumacher, 2 apiece from Keegan Gully and Alex Combs. The Mustangs are 2, 3, 5, 6.
4 of 6
from the free throw line.
Yep.
Where Paris is getting there more prolifically. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12 times in there, 50% at 6 of 12. Prosser periods of 13 and 21. And the Paris Greyhounds periods of 9 and 14. So, you know, right now, on our offensive end, our offense is outplaying their defense. Our defense is trying to keep them on the perimeter. They are scoring on rebound, stick back, and occasionally a breakaway to the rack.
All right. I am missing points right now. Is that board correct? I'm showing 7-17.
They changed it to 25. 34 to 25.
I've got the best of 9.
And that's what I am.
Okay.
No, or do I?
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
No, I got 23.
Yeah, I've only got 17.
I've only got 23. And that's what we said it was. 34-23.
I looked at the board.
Or do you?
7, 17, 21. I've got 25. But my math of 13 and 21, 34, that's correct. It was 13, 6, 7, 9.
I got Merle with 3. Ashford with 4. Ransom with 8. Caden Frederick with 4, and Christian Blackwell with 4.
Okay, they've got 16 in the. Yeah, they've got 16 points in the second quarter. Paris has 16 in the second quarter. 9 and 16 is 25.
If they didn't, they do now because that's what's on the board.
And
so.
That matches my score. I had
okay. All right.
In this quarter, I had 3 from Earl, 3 for.
I'm looking
Ashford.
Down at Jenna, and she is talking to Madam's clocker sitting next to her, and you know, I mean, they're discussing, but there would
I
be an official
yeah.
book in this, and I'm not sure
six,
who's keeping
seven,
it.
Nine, ten.
All right, so we're about ready for live action.
You know,
folks,
you're right. I mean,
I've
only got 14 when I count them up, but the board says 25. Where'd we miss a bucket?
I don't know, but here we go. Paris in possession of the basketball. dribble drive, leaves his feet. How can you reward him for that? Malachi Ishford comes running, then leaves the floor with his front knee up. It hits a defender, and they're going to whistle us for a violation. I don't like that call
at all. Not at all.
And it goes against Woosley. That's his first.
Bucket is made by Malachi Ashford.
And Ashford knocks home the first. Free throws are going to be an issue with us. We're going to have to score a lot of buckets. Second one is up and no good. Down with a rebound is Luke Schumacher. Outlet C. Pate. Brandon Beasold across the timeline. Down into the corner it goes. Skip pass. Woos coming hard to the hole. Eye on the prize. Up and in. Man, that is a gutsy play by the footballer Logan Woosley. 13 points.
He got back tipped as he went in, got control of the ball, lost it for a second, grabbed it, went up off balance.
That's
and
a kid
in.
That's been playing since he's been in the third grade. He knew what that shot felt like. Now here comes another one, but they miss. Battle for the rebound, and we win the battle. Beasold pulls down the rebound. Boy, a bucket here would be huge. Around the horn we go. C. Pate gets at the Bees inside. He's going to take his man up. Reverse layup up and in. Beasold, his first 2 points of the ball game, and he scores. Now it's 38-26.
The floor general with his first points. He's been running the court all day, doing a great job out there, and finally gets rewarded with a bucket.
All right, keep playing.
Look at
a steal by C-Pate.
That's going to be a jump
and
ball.
And a held ball, but a great effort.
Take it.
We are outplaying them. And right now, if this is a boxing match, we are the better team. Now, whether that will continue, whether they will continue to miss on their three-point attempts, who knows. But right now, the Mustangs getting it to the hole and scoring it.
The jacket has been peeled from Coach Ranson at halftime.
Now he is the man.
He changed
his
shirt, too. Okay, yeah. I knew it had the ugly orange jacket on. He's changed it all right now.
Okay, our ball on the possession arrow. Round the horn, cruisy.
Big possession once again.
Beasold straight away, please.
Oh.
Brandon Beasold knocks home a three-point goal. Five in a row for Bees, and now it's 41-26. 6:16 to play. C-Pate fired up down there on defense. Ben Franzen has to love what he sees here.
One of our big men with emotion, I can't believe it.
Yeah. And now we've got him trapped up top, close to a five count. Here they come to the hole, try to dish it off. Schumacher says, I'll take it.
Ah.
And then they intercept the pass and score an easy bucket and timeout. Paris Greyhounds. So we fail to handle it to get it out of traffic and set up the transition. Stepping in as Caden Frederick intercepts and scores, and it's 41-28.
That pesky McCalli, Ashford stole that ball and gave a nice little flip to Caden, and he finished that off. So as you mentioned earlier, the young man, Malachi Ashford, he's a nice player. Skinny little kid. He's going to put on some height, put on some weight, and he's going to be a force here in the 10th region for the next few years. Here we go. Timeout. 5:50 left to go.
Well,
in the third.
Another thing that we have, we only have five players, but the five players we have are veteran, dependable players.
And that's who's out there right now for us, battling away.
You know, what Ben has, I'm sure wants to do is make it the seniors' game to win or lose. You know, it's theirs. Oh, man. Here comes Luke Schumacher across the face of the hole and shoots over his shoulder, and it's good. 43 now to 28. 5:35 remains here in the third period. And we double-team him down in the corner. They're in trouble. This is Ranson can't find anywhere to go, and he throws it away.
Blackwell went right through his hands. Looked like the guy at Kings Island when they throw the football through. And that's got to be frustrating for Ranson because he made a nice play to get out of jail and did not get rewarded for it.
It's a strange thing. You know, I won't bring that up till later.
All right.
Ball comes into the Mustangs. Side, middle, side. Press break has been no major issue. Again, now we got numbers. Luke's got it down on the block. Kicks it outside. Here comes Cruz even the corner. Makes an attack. Sets up for a three-pointer. Can't get it. Luke's going to get fouled on the rebound. Stick back attempt. And Schumacher will go to the line. And he'll shoot two. Man, how about ball movement? Was that good ball movement?
You know, the drive by Cruz, he came in and it's like he had a shot at the basket. Probably wasn't a good one. He kicked it out of top. That three would have been massive. Instead, the shot goes off, and Luke does his job underneath, gets a rebound, and makes the first of two.
Double figures for Luke, 10 points and a charge taken.
Yeah, he's having a game. I think he wants to visit Richmond. He must have a girlfriend down there.
He's been there before, but as a sophomore, maybe probably didn't.
He met a girl down there.
Yeah. All right. And he gets two of a kind bookends, and now it's 45-28, 17-point lead for the Mustangs.
Keep the foot on the gas, boys.
Keep it on the gas, boys. And they're doing some goofy things. Great defense forces a pass from underneath the basket that we intercept. So the Greencliffs back in possession. Call the foul, sir. Cruzy's going to bring it coast to coast. Nobody picks him up. Somebody rode him three quarters of the court down.
Ashford had 145 pounds on his shoulders the whole night.
Ben Franzen all fired up. Now we leave our feet on a three-point shot. No good. Beasel scraps for it, comes down with it.
They're going to call a held ball. Yeah, I was hoping he had his hands on it, but when you're struggling like that.
4:14 remains in the third. The Lady Stangs have already captured a trophy for the Avenue of Champions and punched their ticket to Richmond. Ball comes in short, or the corner. C-Pate drops down, double teams with Schumacher. Open three-point shot, no good. And down with the rebound is Trey Merle. So this is one of the things that we've struggled with a little bit. Multiple possessions on the same possession, and now they score. Zorian Alcorn, a newcomer, finally gets it to the rim, puts it up, and they score it.
They're calling that foul on Brandon Beasel. That would be his third.
And
3:53 left to go in the third quarter. Brandon is going to go take a little breather on the bench.
And Ben's having a fatherly chat with him.
Yep, Golly's in the game replacing him. And way short.
Way short, almost misses everything. And the Mustangs come away with it. Ball in possession of Anthony Cruzy. Cruzy up top, one-on-one. He, Woosley, and C-Pate playing pitch and catch. And got to be patient. Pass came over to C-Pate in the quick hands of number 22, Elijah Webb, knocks it out of bounds. So we'll get an inbounds play.
We'll see how we do with the head of the snake sitting on the pine for a little bit right now. You better move, guys. We're going to inbound
into the backcourt. Woosley's cool. And he looks ahead and he sees Zorian Alcorn. We're going to throw a little backdoor play to pass to Keegan Gully.
Boy, he throws the ball like a football player.
Here comes Cruzy, runs into a defender, and they're just going to call a travel.
Yeah,
well, I'd rather that than a player control foul.
Yep. Timeout,
and
short timeout.
Ben wants to refocus with 3:19 remaining in the third period. And us broadcasting via TAC telephone. The Mustangs lead 47-30.
On Bluegrass Preps, the artist formerly known as TAC.
Yes.
After I've been banned.
An on-air personality. What is
I got to tell you a story about this. So I've got a guy that's reached out to me about doing some consulting work for him in my retired years. And he sends me an email yesterday. He said, I'll get back to you in January. He says, I need a resume. I said, I don't have one. I haven't had one in 26 and a half years. You know, I retired. I was happy.
Right.
And so I put on there, and I put philanthropy on the bottom. I was on chairman of the board of this, chairman of the board of that, and on-air personality.
Yeah, making a little fun of one of our counterparts from Pendleton County who had cards printed. He does the same thing we did. He called himself an on-air personality.
Yeah, you can find him on Twitter.
All right. We're back out of the Ben Franzen timeout. Dribble drive.
Oh,
dish
hands,
off. And we
hands.
Intercept it. And we're going to get this arrow. So Luke Schumacher scrambles, ties up.
Lifeboat timeout. We're going to take it.
Zaire Way.
Are we going to take the timeout or not?
No, we wouldn't. No.
What'd he call then? Luke went on the
ground.
It
should be jump ball, right? Held ball.
Oh, did they call held ball? Okay.
I don't know if they did or not.
I thought Luke was begging
for the timeout.
We're setting
up with the basketball.
And I'm not sure where the possession error is.
I knew the last one belonged to Paris.
Yeah, okay.
All right, 3 minutes, 3 minutes.
So no timeout. I'll whack that one off there. I had a charge with our third. The boards are basic boards here. They have home score, guest score.
Yeah,
period,
no Christmas tree.
Fouls, yeah. Not a whole lot. Even possession. They do have the bonus up there, I guess, but no
Cruzy handling the ball. Down goes his defender. We're spreading them out, and they are coming all the way out and guarding us. Eyeball to eyeball.
Oh.
That's why we're getting to the hole.
And there's a jump
ball
right there.
And Keegan Gully getting a couple lessons of quickness from the Paris Greyhounds. They tie him up.
Yeah,
this one will go to the Hounds. Quickly off the bench, here comes Brandon.
Head of the
and
snake.
And he is going to replace Mason Sepate. Alex Combs into the lineup. And he replaces Luke. All right, 2:41 to play here in the third period. They're doing a lot of dribbling. They're getting it to the hole. We're standing
charge!
In. We're taking the charge. Brandon Beasold saw him coming. No contest.
And that's Ashford, their young stud out there. Beasold took in, and the court's getting covered with sweat right now. With all the rain we've had, it's not wet, but you can tell it's humid in
there. It's humid. Yep. And we've got a full house. I'm still wearing this.
I peeled my jacket off.
I have no idea why.
It's 47-30 with 2:35 left to go in the third, in case we haven't recapped it lately. Mustangs possession.
And Mustangs in the lead. Prosser playing well here. A Newport stylish type game. And we like the fast tempo. We like the create. We like to take advantage of over-aggressiveness. Bees thinks about it. Pulls the trigger. Look good.
Alex
Grabbe. Go. Combs gets the ball wrestled away from him.
He got outmanned on that.
Yeah, he needs a couple more years of ASAP a few more.
Look at the size of Manson there. He's a big man.
And now he's coming to the hole. Stops, pops, drops. Zachary Ransom with a field goal. 10 points now. Double figures, 47-32.
Nice feed by Woosley into Combs.
Woosley to Combs. The Combs scores in. Unbelievable. All right, we get that basket right back, and it's still a 17-point Prosser lead. Combs climbs the ladder. Rebound. Triggers.
Wide open.
Triggers a... uncontested layup by Keegan Gully. We're running them to death. 51 now to 32. Minute 24 to play. And now they just launch.
Yep.
No good. And this should be a foul against 22.
Yeah, he
Elijah
crashing.
Webb as he come crashing in and sacked the quarterback.
Yeah, he crashed the party he wasn't invited to. He's
it'll
got his jersey.
It'll
up,
be a common foul as Keegan Gully was hit.
Look at him. He's defeated, Dave. He's just upset.
This happens. This happens. I mean, we are outplaying them. Offensively, we are outplaying.
Yes, yes.
Defensively, okay. All right. All right, here we go again. Minute 12. Give and go. How easy. Woosley to Brandon Beasold. Now we're making it look easy. 53-32. This reminds me a little bit of the UHA game back in 07. 3-point shot up. No good. Battle rebound. Three green clads all over. 3-point shot on the way. And Malachi Ashford nails the three. I'll tell you one thing. The Paris fans have not thrown in any towels.
No.
They hit that three and the place erupted.
Yeah, it did. And, you know, a quick timeout by Sean Ranson with his new duds on right now. But so it's 18-point lead, and they got 8 minutes and 42.2 seconds left to go in this game, and they're not quitting, nor are the fans.
Mustangs just playing together like a team that has played together. And remember, all these guys were varsity starters a year ago. We only had one senior, and that was David Govan.
Woof, woof.
Woof, 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 woof. So, I mean, this is these wars and these spotlights and these stages are no strangers to our Mustangs.
And we're getting a dash of some sophomores of what's going to come over the next couple of years with
Gully.
Yeah, Combs. Yep. Haddon was in there this last possession. He's still in there right now. So good to see the youngsters getting some serious playing time. And, you know, given, you know, now that we're down to five seniors from seven, given the five starters are a little blow at times.
All right, out of the timeout, we're going to face full court pressure. Ball comes in to C-Pate.
Big man with good handle.
Mason C-Pate just going to bring it across, change his hands, stays nice and low, being confronted by Jakari Ransom. C-Pate gets it to the rack and leaves it short. Dominic Haddon.
Oh, caught him on the line.
Late whistle. Haddon tried to save that one in, and it was a Herculean. You know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Effort.
28 seconds left. A stop here would be nice.
All right. Yes. No further yeah. Scoring by the Cats. Run, jump. Doing a good job. Bad angle.
Yeah.
16 seconds. C-Pate with a rebound. Beasold splits defenders. Gets it to Logan Woosley, and it's knocked out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Woos with 10.4.
All right, here we go, guys.
Play now we will go to a slow down full court press. They inbound short.
Oh, we did not want that, Logan.
No, Logan. Logan leans on his man. Common foul, no problem. His second.
Yeah, but still it's...
Both teams with three team fouls.
Yeah, but we got two on Cruzy, two on Woosley, three on Beasel, two on C-Pate. And they're sitting on two on Ranson and two on Webb. And they're telling Woosley, back off the kid, would you? Oh, they're actually, it looks like he's doing a little Malachi Alfred saying, hey, guys, let's play friendly here.
All right, now they're going to try and throw over the press. And a little couple bump checks, and we steal it. Now there's three.
Oh, that's a foul. He was shooting.
Yeah. I don't think we're going to get the shooting foul, but he was winding up to launch from half court because there's only 1.6 on the clock. So that is another team foul, the fourth.
All right, look at over here. Look at to the hard right. Nope.
What do we got?
They're
we got an illegal screen.
Push off or something.
See, these are bad because, basically we're just trying to get a desperation shot.
Yeah. They're talking double foul.
Well, okay, good.
So, yeah, they've been talking to Woosley. They've been talking to Malachi Ashford. And so that's a double foul. Is that change of possession error or not? Oh, we're both going to shoot? It's not shooting foul.
It's not a shooting foul. What are they doing?
It's not a shooting foul. What is this? Double technical, maybe? Yeah, because nobody's on the line.
Oh, no,
an intentional foul they're calling is what it is.
Oh. Well, he hits it, so not good. Give him a little momentum here at the end of the period.
Yeah.
And he gets them both. So 2 points on the board, 53-37.
And are we going to shoot or not?
Well, I don't know. Let us shoot. No, it has to be possession for Paris.
I don't know if it was a double technical or they just called an intentional on.
The thing is, three little possessions here have been nothing but finish out the quarter.
Yeah.
And now, you know, and all of a sudden you get fouls and things of that nature. Here's a three-point shot from beyond the half center line, and that is the end of the third period. So another 19-point period for the Brossard Mustangs, who now total 53 14 for the homestanding Paris Greyhounds. Well, let's, you know, finish this thing out. 16-point lead. Better than a 6-point lead. And I like, you know, without giving us a black cat, the fact that we have veterans who are capable of, A, handling the ball, being wise, knowing when to hold them and fold them, and just finish it out.
That's all you want to do, and that's why, you know, Ben doesn't have these kids as seniors. He knows them as first-year players, but he realizes who's been here before and who needs to be out there.
And Brandon Diesel's holding court with
him. Yeah. Like I said, he's ahead of the snake. He's out there. You know, when he didn't score the first half, no big deal because, you know, we were up 34-25. He comes in. He hits, the first 5 points of the third quarter.
Yep.
Pops in another deuce on us. He's got 7 for the game. Just steady Eddie, and he's running the show right now.
8 minutes remains here in the 10th Region A championship game. Brandon Beasold again being badgered and beat up by Alcorn. Yields possession to Cruz. Stop go.
Boy, they're playing
looking,
really
they are really physical now.
Yeah.
And, you know, the officials should understand that they're in a desperate situation here.
They called Gully for a travel.
Gully was being muscled up on, and Keegan not having the best of experiences here this afternoon. All right, it puts it back on our defense. Let's get a stop each and every time. New challenge. Ball up top. Ashford in possession. Backs it out into the hound. Paul. And they're going to take on. Alex Combs and score.
And there you go. You got Malachi Ashford doing what he does best, going to the rack and gets that bucket, and here we go now.
Yep,
we're only up 14.
Yep. And a 3-point play the old-fashioned way.
Here comes Woosley for Gully.
All right. Let's answer him back. You know, we're playing with some youngsters out here. Here comes C-Pate. He's going.
Oh, you got to be kidding me. He was running down, got back to
it. We're going to get it.
No, we're not.
We're going to get it.
Oh, we are. Okay, yeah. Both the outer refs called that. They saw the back tip.
Yeah, the outer ref saw it, went over and straightened it out.
Yeah, he saw it too.
So we're going to get an inbounds play now underneath our own basket.
Let's run something. Get a bucket.
Let's score, yes.
Yeah. This is an old
Arkansas. We're going to bring it all the way up top to Brandon Beasold. And see, they're turning up the heat on us to the point where these are really fouls. It's a little bit of Larry Rose all over again, you know, allowing them to abuse us to the point where they gain an advantage. Timeout on the floor, 7-12. Remains in the ball game. 53-40.
Only 3 points scored in 45 seconds, but it feels like Paris has had such a huge advantage this quarter so far. And only in 46 or 48 ticks.
Yeah, we were up 53-32. So we had a 21-point lead with 58 seconds remaining in the period. And that has been cut to 13 here with 7-12.
Yeah, we just need to get cool and come back again and
do what we do best, pick them apart.
Before the starters, Schumacher's on the bench, and we got Alex Combs out there.
Ball inbounded. Here comes Woosley, baseline, and he's going to take care of that. So, that, all right, need a bucket, get a bucket. Woos takes it to the hole, stops. This man leaves him.
Oh, that's going to be a charge.
Well, who knows?
No, it's not. Are you kidding me? Combs was planted on that one, clearly.
And the big sophomore not earning any respect.
No.
Stops the clock at 6:59 and sends Alcorn to the line for two.
Alcorn made a nice cut to the basket, and I thought Combs was underneath there. Took the hit.
Oh, First one up, and this is no good.
All right.
Now we need a rebound.
Yep.
So we got C. Pate and now Luke Schumacher back into the lineup. So all five seniors.
What has this kid got on his right hand? He's got all kinds of tape. Looks like Michael Jackson out there on the left.
And no good on the second one, and we get the rebound. Woosley.
From the free spot, getting
Woosley
that ball.
Woosley outlets Beasel. Alley ball, alley ball, brings it up. Gets it to Cruzy. Bees wants it. We missed him. And they thought Cruzy might have traveled. He might have. Here comes Woos. Puts it up and scores. Woosley just taking them on, daring them. 4 points right here when we need them by Woosley. Now 57 to 40. Ask and answer basketball. Who got it?
Ashford.
Ashford again, the blue chip freshman. Stepping up in blue chip time, 57-42. All down low, C-Pate. C-Pate posts. Schumacher needs somebody to get rid of it to. Finds Beasold. Now C-Pate out on the wing. Back to Luke at the elbow. Luke explodes.
There you go,
and
buddy.
Close by a defender and scores. He put him to sleep and took advantage. Now it's a 17-point lead once again.
They didn't want to guard Luke, and Luke recognized the second time down and said, you know
well,
what?
Well, they probably thought he was big and slow.
Yeah.
So here comes, boy, we got to have to do something. Here comes Ashford.
He's
matching this bucket for bucket, but that won't get it
done
for Alcorn. Them.
That was Alcorn.
Oh, I'm sorry,
yeah,
Alcorn.
Number two, yes. I said he was quick. Look at Luke. I thought he was going to take it again. Oh, well, there you go. To give it to Mason.
He's going to give it to C-Pate.
Yep.
That'll do it. C-Pate will finish it.
Yep.
Give it here.
Why not?
8 points. Now we're back to picking them apart. 61-44. Back to a 17-point advantage.
Get that rebound. There you go.
5:20 remains in the game. We're going to throw ahead. Woosley. Slams on the brakes at the elbow, gets it up top, C-Pate.
That, what a great job pulling the ball up when you're up that many with 5 minutes left there when he almost threw it over his head.
We're still a couple fouls away from getting to the free throw line.
That's good. I like that ticking down.
And now we're being a little more patient.
Oh, we're way patient. We've had a couple opportunities here, which I would have liked to have seen us take.
Beasold sitting over here one-on-one, doesn't take it.
That's not the shot I want.
Woosley spins, turns, shoots,
or
scores. When you're hot, you're hot. Yeah. Woosley putting on a show. 19 points now for Woosley, and it's 63-44.
Get it, Luke.
Luke climbs the ladder, pulls down the rebound. It's a foot race. Bees wins it and scores.
There's got to be a timeout.
Stop the bleeding. 4:25 to play, and the Mustangs are now up by 21.
Well, I hope Sean Ranson has another shirt to put on because this one ain't working very well.
Well, you know, the Mustangs and the Paris Greyhounds have a history, even though they're all different kids.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, the football hounds came to Alexandria and had to be favored in a football playoff game, and things did not go well for them. And right now they are being outplayed by the Brossard Mustangs by 21 points.
All right, we've got an official here chatting with some guys on the bench, chatting with some kids. I don't know what he's talking about, but he's down here on the Paris side, and there's nothing's going on our side, so just curious to see what's going on. He is talking to the head coach. He was talking to the assistants as well. I'm not sure what he was trying to tell him, and now he is addressing Curtis Beasold here about something going on, a different rep. Oh, and Ben's not happy with whatever's going on down here. The rep, Prosser 24 C-Pate, just picked up a foul somehow. Where was that at?
And why?
Yeah.
Even if they are jawing, who cares at this point? What is C-Pate doing foul-wise? He's fine. He's only got one.
He's got three.
He does?
Yeah, he's got two in the first half, one in the second half.
See? That's why.
Well, you were busy with the Google machine. So, all right. So
what's going to happen?
Yeah. Possession. You know, it's, why is that not a shooting foul? It's our seventh?
No, they should be shooting. It's our seventh.
That's what I mean. It's our seventh. Why aren't they shooting?
But it was 7 before. I have no idea what's going on. 65-44, we're back to live action. 4:20 to play here in the ball game. And Woosley zigged and stole the ball from Malachi Ashford and is going to pick up a personal foul.
That is his fourth.
Okay, now Wooz, you know, you're going to have to be smart. We don't need to lose you.
And we don't need to put Ashford on the line with a clock stop.
With the clock stop.
I don't care if we're up 21 or not. You never want to put points on the board. No time running off.
One plus. Shots up. In. This kid's pretty good.
Yeah.
We said that in the pregame. I don't know what he's averaging, but he's right there at 70%.
He's a frost. He's not big yet, but he's quick, and he's got big feet. I think he's going to go.
Yeah, look at it. Look at his feet.
Yeah.
Gunboats, and he hits two free throws. So 45 and 46 now for the Hounds. 65 for the Mustang.
Oh, Luke got bodied up and gave it over. Get off
him. And he
gives
it to King and Gully, and Gully gets back to. And here come the Hounds, brings it to the house, missed the close in. And
Tom's all over.
Tom Haddon gets physical. And they're going to call him for a foul. So the clock stops at 4:05. Well, we don't need them to get two is the double bonus. And right now I think they're sitting on 9.
Yeah, they are. And so next one will be the double bonus. Are they calling this a shooting foul? Yeah, it makes a difference.
Anyway, Blackwell, a newcomer, Christian Blackwell, scored 4 in the first period. Hits the first.
Yeah, he started. We haven't seen much of him or called his name much in this game.
And he gets the second. 65-48.
Oh, look at this pressure they're putting on. They're just bumping and grinding.
Well, they're just beating us up, and they're... Well, it's legal as long as they're allowed to do it. Beasold attacks the basket. A lot of contact.
Look at Gully coming out of that. Well,
Keegan needs to get a little stronger with the ball. And we're asking an awful lot of Keegan.
Well, the ball was loose, so I thought we were going to call a lifeboat timeout, and Gully comes up with the ball. So I'll give him credit for that.
We're gonna get an inbounds play underneath.
Dom's throwing it in. Let's see who's got. Move, guys, move.
Back to our 5 seniors.
No, we got Dom in.
Oh, Dom is out there. Okay, well, who's out?
We got Wooz with 4.
Oh, Wooz sitting on
there.
All right.
Oh, why is
up
that?
Up top, Cruzy.
337.
Out on the wing to see Pate. High ball screen.
Watch
ball to Beasold. Beasold now being double teamed. Tries to bounce it off the knee of the
defender.
Are
we going to get a call?
I have no idea what they're going to call. They're going to call a foul.
Number one holding, that's Trey
Merrill.
Okay,
that's fine.
I mean, it's about time they called something.
I mean, if you understand the game, you realize they're desperate and they're trying to steal
it. Oh, there's a blocking foul. Good job by Dom running hard and Jakari Ramsey.
And he'll go to the line and shoot because finally the Hounds have exceeded the limit. So Dom Haddon now.
Just when I thought we were going to be able to make
a chance to be our 8th scorer.
Yeah, I was going to say, just when I was going to say we'd had a shot to make the karaoke down at that New Mexican restaurant at 10 o'clock, this game's going to go on for another hour. I'm Dave's personal chauffeur again this evening here at the late game. He hitches a ride. He puts that little leg out with a hitchhike on the way down here with Dan Schultz, who did the play-by-play for the girls' game.
Yeah, he brings me down, and Dave returns me. All right, Dom Haddon at the free throw line. Will shoot. 1 and the bonus. 3 minutes, 25 seconds remains in this ball game.
48-65. Dom.
Dom shoots up a good missile. No good. Down with it come the Hounds. Good defense. Good deflection. C-Pate knocks it out of bounds. It'll stay with the Hounds.
Oh, he just slapped up the coach. Love it. Love it. The ball was tipped out, and it caught right in the coach's hand. Sean Ransom grabs the ball, and the referee, I think, said something about, you know, you got to get away. You shouldn't have caught that ball. And apparently Ransom said something that
the official, Vin Raines, is that his name, his little brother out there? Kind of looks like in the shorter version, and wow, slap him up.
Brandon B's rolled at the line, and he misses.
Come on, let's go, Brandon.
First tee, let's go, Brandon. All right, he'll get this one. He's got to be about exhausted when he hits the second. And it'll be a Brossard possession. 3:16 to play. The Mustangs up by 18 points.
What do we have?
Who'd have thunk it?
Three technicals so far.
Well,
going on.
You know, they're over officiating
game
to a degree.
Especially up 18.
Yeah, yeah. And understanding what the situation is, we're
going to
come in, taken by C. Pate in the corner. Cruzy, dribble drive, fakes. Where'd the ball go?
Tipped off his knee by, looks like Ashford tipped it off his knee, and it's going to be Paris ball.
I'm not sure we needed that. But at any rate, here we go again back on defense. And double teamed on the sideline. Here comes Ashford, and now a foul from the outer official called. Stops the clock at 2:56.
I'll tell you what, the unsung hero in that play was number 33, Christian Blackwell. We haven't called his name a lot, but he set a screen so our guy couldn't drop down and set up for the charge.
No. And the first free throw is no good. Ashford not perfect from the free throw line. 1 of 4 back in the first quarter. One remains. And he gets it. So we'll give them one. We have been superb at press break, passing, not putting the ball on the deck, side, middle, side, textbook, just like we practice. Foul in the backcourt, and Anthony Cruz, he will walk the length of the floor.
He's not. He ran the length of the floor. Yeah. I love that. You talked about the
Jordan
energy.
Armstrong, yes.
Yeah, you talked about coming out of the locker room. He hustled his buns down there. And
he misses.
Get that, Luke. Nope.
Well, and they're going to throw long as they hit one on us.
Dom, no, you don't need that, Dom.
Haddon. No.
That's a rookie mistake right there.
Yep. So we're going to count a basket by Jakari Ransom and a foul. On him.
Look at Coach Hilling right here. Dom, when you're up this many points, you got a guy with a wide open layup, you don't give him the plus, the extra shot.
Now it's a three-point play. 66-52.
Brossard timeout, it looks like.
I think so.
Yep. All right. Settle down, Coach. I've got us with four timeouts.
They score in bunches, you know.
Yeah.
We have helped them out. It's the fact that we have five varsity senior veterans available to us that puts us a little bit in this position tonight. Keegan Gully, the quickness, obviously, we can see it affect him. And in that case, Tom Hinn, just a little late getting to the party, should have allowed the field goal and just inbound the ball. But.
And you end up, you know, you don't foul him, you end up with one less point, and you chew about 5 seconds off the clock and the ball in. With 2:46 left, all the seconds count now.
Thursday night, 10th region, a championship game. Ladies victorious by a score of.
You're pretty. That's a, you just
44. Yeah,
you
yeah.
You just
yeah.
touched our hot spot. I haven't.
44 to
38. Looked at it for a while.
Here we go.
Four across.
Yep.
He's going long. He's going short. Somebody come back.
And
there you go. All right. They know
Bees comes back. We get to C-Pate. C-Pate's going to play floor general. Backdoor him. I told him that yesterday. Shot up, no good.
Yep.
Paris with the rebound. Paris with the run out. Now held ball. How about a held ball?
Oh, they called an intentional on that. And that's ridiculous.
That's totally ridiculous.
You know, we just talked about, you know, what, what Haddon did is he you know, he let him score the bucket and just barely found
right.
him. You know, Cruzy went up, put his hand on the ball.
I'm hoping for a jump ball.
Yeah.
I thought it was a great play.
Yeah.
Oh,
I thought it was another should have let him go, but now he's going to get two and they get the ball, correct?
Yeah, they do.
52-66,
228. Ain't over yet, folks.
No, sir.
Should be. One free throw, good.
13-point spread. Make it a dozen.
Two free throws, good. 66 now to 54. When they're coming easy for us, they're coming easy. When we're struggling, yeah, we're really kind of struggling a little bit.
Yeah, we
you know, we're in the we're going to be in the double. I'm not sure why we were continuing to try to score down there. But if you think you can get there and get an easy one, that's two free ones.
Yep, exactly. You know, sometimes you get a little too patient with the ball.
Ball comes in up top.
I chew some clock.
Harris, again, the drive attack and an easy bucket. Now the crowd's getting into it. Ransom scores. And it's a 10-point lead.
And Malachi Ashford just tipped that ball, almost got an interception. And we got the Parrish fans a bit into it right now.
Ball comes in to Brandon Beasold. Beasold, see, he, I mean, he's being leaned on all the way up. Ball back up top, approaching the two-minute mark. Here comes Cruzy. Slams on the brakes, back up top, Brandon Beasold. I like it. Now they come out and foul us, stop the clock at a minute 57. And they're sending Woosley to the free throw line, and he'll shoot the double.
And, of course, they give the foul to Blackwell. They had the choice of him and Ranson, and would have been Ranson's fourth, but it's only Blackwell's first.
All right. Come on, Logan. We need a little momentum, a couple free throws here. Hold them at bay.
It's only a 10-point spread right now. Similar to the Baltimore at Cincinnati game this weekend, which is 9.5 for those pussies.
I don't like the fact that we keep playing the same team.
Yeah.
And Woos hits the first free throw. 20 points now for Logan Woosley.
That's kind of a quiet 20 out of Woos.
And misses, so we come away with one. Harris in a hurry, attack, attack, attack. Good defense, C-Pate.
Yep.
C-Pate forces the baseline drive all the way back up top. And here comes, oh, they miss.
Oh, what is that? Come on. Oh, they just fouled out Woosley. No, that was, they fouled out Woosley, yep. I don't know what that was on. Look at that. Franz
it disappeared from us kind of underneath.
Oh, look at Franz is not mad at Woosley. He is upset at the referee. Do not get slapped up. Oh, he's yelling at Luke to get over here right now. Okay, never mind.
Yeah, Luke didn't get the memo.
Yeah.
Now, Ben, stay
cool. Oh, he's yelling at the ref, too. Yeah, don't get me wrong.
Stay a little cool here.
Yeah.
I've attended one too many of these finishes.
Oh, he was using his minute for the put the substitution in, which is Keegan Gully.
Keegan, be a good catalyst,
but
sir.
It's two shot. I was going to say normally we don't put somebody on the line anyway, but.
All right, 33, Blackwell at the line to shoot two, and the first one no good.
All right, 137, 11-point lead. 67-56. I think my math's right on that.
And he gets the second one. The Greyhounds come away with one. A lot of pressure. Ball comes in up the sideline. Intercepted. They try to do a round. Call the
foul. Oh, give him that.
Well,
you better call that.
Two fists into
Brandon
Beasold's chest. And that's fair play. Oh, boy.
And he pushed him after the play, and they don't call that.
That's on film.
That is ridiculous. Literally, he called the foul. I get that.
I saw it. I definitely saw it. I mean, I'm looking right at it. This will send Bees to the line to shoot two, and it's getting ugly in the hound pound.
I got under my seat for that one, folks.
I mean, that should have been maybe an ejection.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It was that bad.
Bees hits the first.
Especially when you're calling, you know, that intentional foul down here.
Overcome adversity.
Yeah.
All right, Bees. One more, brother.
68-57.
So Bees nails two, and we're back up to a 12-point advantage, 69-57. Three-point shot, no good. C-Pate with the rebound says, come foul me. They don't. Minute 19, Cruzy.
All right, we got one.
Yeah, we did. We got bailed out because we were in trouble near a 10 count. And they call the foul, and this will send Cruz to the free throw line where he will shoot two.
Now there's a fan from a Paris game. One of the student section came all the way down to half court where the foul was called, and he seemed displeased with the call.
And Cruzy a little long.
He's 0 for the night on the foul line.
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah, come on now. That's not you.
All right, let's come away with one. Get the 70. Somebody's keeping track of how many times we hit 70.
Yep. Oh, are they? Is that a stat?
Yeah, it's somewhere. Somebody published that. So it's 13 as he does get the second one. Keep him on the perimeter, please.
Yep.
And so far, so good. Three-point shot coming up. No good. Down with the rebound. B says, come foul me. Listen for the whistle.
No, he gets out of it.
Somehow
he
comes out of the double team. Cruzy's going to bring it to the house. Feeds it to C-Pate. Now we get a late whistle. So that'll stop the clock at 47.8. And this will send Mason C-Pate to the line to shoot two. It hasn't been the prettiest of fourth quarters. But, man, did we play when we had a play today? Have we earned this? And Brossard wasn't in the conversation to be the 10th Region A champs this
season.
They
weren't. Here we go. Mason could be a double-digit scorer. We just made shot.
Yep. Then he gets it. So 10 points now for Mason C-Pate, 72-57. Long three, no good. Down with the rebound and the travel violation, I would think. Easy.
Yes, sir.
Keegan.
They caught it. Yep. Here we go. 38.4. I'm liking our odds now.
Yep. So, well, I'm happy. Double date in the All-A state. And I'm happy that these guys got something to hang their hat on.
Yeah.
We won't be talking about the Newport win at awards night.
Yeah.
Side, middle, side. Long.
Pulled out,
Luke. They hit him once.
Yep.
No whistle. Officials won at the end. There's a bingo corner pass down to Cruzy, and Cruzy draws the whistle.
And that's all for Mr. Jakari Ranson after a
so,
great game.
A little bit hostile, and... But we're going to win. And I thought that perhaps this was a winnable ball game. But, you know, I saw today that University Heights is going to win their and it would be our first round opponent.
Nice.
I said, if UHA is going to play, they certainly expect to play us.
Yeah.
All right, Cruzy hits the first one now. It's just a matter of how many because we're back to 16.
And the crowd
and
starts
the Paris crowd heads for the exit. And Cruzy gets two. Final seconds, hopefully, of the game. Three-point goal up good by Alcorn. Mustangs not slowing down. C-Pate's going to get a layup if they let him. They don't. Paris away with it. Cummins to the house. And back-to-back baskets by... Paris is time expires, and the Brossard Mustangs are going to be the 10th Region A champions. Put 74 points on the board, 62 for Paris, and win our 12th game of the season against four losses and punch our tickets to the All-A State Tournament in Richmond, where we will play on Thursday night, the 26th of January, and will play the champions, if I can find it, and I can't, but region number 13, which is looking like it will, not 13. Anyway, looks like it's going to be UHA.
Figure it out at the commercial break.
All right, we're happy. Yeah. Let's take a quick break. Give me a little breathing time, and then we'll come back for the awards.
Hi, Dave Schaubel here. We all know that money makes the Mustangs go. Thanks to our good friends and supporters who have stepped up to sponsor our basketball Mustangs this season. Jen Seepaid from Nelner Realty, Dr. Mike Walker, DMD, and his dental hygienist, Jennifer's. The good folks at Darling Ingredients, who are super sponsors. Dr. Patrick McCauley and McCauley Dental, John Kramer and United Plumbing, J&J Service, Rick Williams at M&W Excavation, the good folks at Fuller Ford, Chick-fil-A and Fort Wright, Brian and Carol Rieger, ASAP, where the Mustangs train, Pat Service, Matt Gepper at BMC Auto Rental, our good friend Mark Cedrullo at Hollander Manufacturing, Dell, Tom Munninghoff and John Hickman at Munninghoff and Lang, CPAs, Rick Shermer and True Stone Distributors, Ken and Amy Glazer at Alexandra Drugs, Bob Munninghoff at Valley National Administrative Services, Jackpot Dumpster Rental, Justin Kramer, Glendon and Jane Wolf, Beal Brothers Jewelers, our good friends at Bluegrass Liquor in Highland Heights, Tom Salinger at Republic Bank, Jones I and the crew at Skyline Chili, in our local watering hall, the Alexandria Brewing Company, Lisa Snyder, Carl Blackie, and the good folks at Alexandria Tire Pro. Support these good folks who support the Mustangs. We can't do it without them.
Dave Schaubel, Dave Trentman back on the balcony here, overlooking the playing floor. We're all seven seniors, including Sam Willicky and Jack Poe, having their pictures taken. And
they're just not as sweaty as the other appropriate.
what a great effort and accomplishment for these guys. And you know, how close did we come to not knowing that we maybe would win it if we beat Nicholas on that leaner by Mason Seepaid?
And Nicholas lost their starting player. They had one or two guys foul out towards the end. I mean, just got every break we could possibly break or whatever. So we played Hazard. They had three coaches tonight here scouting, is what Will just told me.
Oh, we're going to play Hazard?
Yeah, exactly.
I hate playing Hazard. Oh, God, no, not Hazard. UHA, we'll play UHA. Oh, well, at any rate, what they saw was an awful hard-working, scrappy team that plays together extremely well, and I think we got a little tired down the stretch. You know, five people can only do so much, and we got, good minutes. Dom Hayden and Keegan Gully, and then Alex Combs, the three guys that came off the bench that made up the eight players who played tonight. And seven of them scored. We're led by Woosley with 20, 13 from Schumacher, 12 from Brandon Beasold, 11 from Cruzy, and four apiece Keegan Gully and Alex Combs. So whatever is being said by Kerry Barr draws a nice hand. They're wishing us the best of luck in the All-A State. See you in Richmond. So we haven't been there for a while. We haven't been there since 2020. So great opportunity. Carrie Barr thanking everyone for their attendance. And now we have the awards. So the All-Academic Awards. I'm betting on Luke.
Elijah Webb, number... Bishop. Nope. Elijah Bishop, okay. Gets his picture taken. All right.
Ooh, I get to cash that one. So I pick one winner. Now the next three is going to be tough because...
Yeah, you talk, you know, Woosley with
well,
20 tonight.
Okay. If Schumacher is the All-Academic, then maybe Cruzy, yeah. Woosley, and Bees.
What do you do
next
week?
Then what do you do with CPAT? I don't know. Tough decision here, guys.
Yeah. Good luck.
So Ransom, a no-brainer. All-Tournament. Paris gets two. Brossard gets three.
I'm assuming Malachi Ashford. I think that
I would
goes
think
without
that, that was would be... The no-brainer, and there you go. You got the exacta. It pays $2.10.
That's one of those you lose money on. All right, here we go for your Bishop Prostrate Mustangs.
All tournaments for Brossard, Logan, and
Woosley. Woosley, who is our leading scorer tonight with 20 points, will collect a all tournament. There's Nora.
Yeah.
Nora Franzen out
there.
There's
your CPAT right
on
there.
Dance exhibit. CPAT will take down all tournament and honor. And Brandon Beasel, the head of the snake, as you call him, all tournament here this evening. So I just couldn't be any happier.
Yeah, hard night for Cruzy.
For these guys.
He was fantastic. I mean.
And the last alternative player season would go to a Lady Ham player that was not selected at the time. But let the alternative team for the Paris Lady Hams be a four.
All right, they're going to recognize one of the Paris Lady Hounds who obviously wasn't here to pick up a all-tournament trophy after her ball game. And now the important thing, we get the game ball.
Okay.
So,
oh, he's walking away with it.
Oh, no, we're going to get it. That's going to go to Ben Franzen.
All right.
Ben doing a good job standing back, watching his team. Ben Franzen will be awarded the...
Ben Franzen.
Ben Franzen will be awarded the game ball. So we can always use basketballs.
What do they go for nowadays? Any idea?
About 50 bucks.
That's it.
And the Greyhounds, not too enthusiastically... going to be the runner-up as they do not leave their bench. And the Brossard Mustangs got to be pretty happy about this. Is unexpected victory, perhaps. The hours spent at ASAP, the three-a-day workout since May the 12th, the hours in the gym, the 6 a.m. in the morning practices, the religious functions that we attach, and now a little reward as the Mustangs beneath us will pose with trophies and nets, well, not nets yet, in hand, and have their pictures taken by all the Brossard families. John Ritter on one knee, Ernie Liggett and Mackenzie Code out on one end, Stephen Verst, Ben Franzen, and a kid that really, really earns his stripes, Dylan
Rushman. Oh, yeah.
So, you know, it's happy times. That is, you know, we maybe had our confidence rocked a little bit as the season kind of progressed. And when we played some quicker teams such as Harland and unable to be able to compete with them, I think we maybe got a little bit down on ourselves. But, you know, we have risen to the challenge. We only had one day of preparation. We come in, we prepare The press break tonight I thought was superb.
Oh, yeah.
The slice and dice, look for somebody, give and goes, slips, easy baskets at the hole. And then when we needed them, it seemed like we would get a big three. And periods of 13, 21, 19, and 21 add up to 74 points, and now we're going to get to cut down some nets. And that's always a great experience. These kids have not had that. We have not won a district, and the 2000 team that won the All-A, these guys were, what, freshmen?
Yeah.
Yes, they were. So they were not involved in that. So now they have a title. They get to put their number in the media guide and have a title.
There's your seven seniors out there with Coach John Ritter getting the picture taken. Little Franzen boy checking out the weight of the trophy.
Yeah. Damien.
Damien, is that his name?
Damien.
Is that like the Omen too?
See if he doesn't start bouncing up and down. He has trouble going minutes without bouncing.
A lot of energy.
Up and
huh?
down. A lot of energy. All right. Well, let's let him cut the nets. I'd love to get one of the seniors up here to talk to us. It's a rather circuitous route.
Yeah. I don't know if that's going to happen.
And I don't know if that's going to happen. We were unable to do it for the girls. So we'll just kind of play it by ear here. And then the sophomores are going to have their pictures taken as a group.
Ben's avoiding all photo opportunities, that's for sure.
Yeah.
He doesn't like the mic, it doesn't seem like, up here, and he's avoiding the photo ops. Ben's got his face in.
We got two, Woosley and Schumacher, being interviewed by Mr. Ray Schaefer.
Want me to grab one of the boys and send them up here or not?
Well, let's. I don't want to take them away from
the net cutting.
The net cutting and the picture taking right now.
Yeah. We stuck with a lot of dead air time.
It doesn't
but you know
matter.
What? For a
championship, anybody doesn't want to listen to it, they just turn it off.
You know, for an All-A championship, though, it's well worth it.
You know, at Bracken County, you're sitting right on the floor, so it's very easy
for them to
come talk and then take three steps, and they're right back in their
if you
celebration.
Look here, too, I mean, you can't even get up the side of the bleachers.
No.
They've got to push back to these young kids. Yeah. We can't.
So they would have to make the trek down up the steps and back. I'll tell you what we're going to do. I will get some interviews with these guys, and we will put them along with some interviews with the girls on the BE Mustangs website over the next few days. So it's kind of unnecessary for us to continue on here. Mission accomplished, 12-4. The hits just keep on coming, and the five seniors who paid their dues last year thrust into a action situation where we lost eight ball games by 4 points, beginning to reap the few fruits of their labors and win here tonight in Paris and defeat the homestanding Greyhounds by a score of 74-62.
Evan Dennison with his tweet that Bishop Prosford Invitational is back.
Is back. There you go. That'll do it. All right, let's wrap it up and let's get down and maybe get to celebrate a little bit with our ball club and a sweep today by Brossard girls and Brossard boys, and we are very, very proud of our team here in the Hound Pound at Paris. Good night, everybody. What a great day to be a Mustang.
has ever come good when we played Hazy.